Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home.
Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. The guy over there is Greg Kot. If you want to be the first to hear these bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Bill Warner. Thank you for your support, Bill. Every listener who contributes does help us keep going. Now, as you know, Greg and I have so much music to talk about endlessly that there's no telling what we're going to be excited about on any given day. We could do three of these bonus podcasts every day, but we do one a week. Greg, give us a little hint of what you're going to be saying.
You know, I feel almost terrible saying this because this was inspired by a social media blow-up in recent days.
Are you getting in trouble on TikTok again?
It did get me thinking about a certain drummer, and I want to talk about that drummer.
Ah, okay. We'll be back in a minute with what Greg has got to talk about with drumming.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
All right, we're back on Sound Opinions, our bonus podcast. I'm shuddering already. He's gonna try to school. I just got a nasty message this morning from somebody about drumming is more than just punk rock, Jim. You seem to minimalize all. And I'm like, oh man. And I'm like,
well, you know, everybody's got their obsessions, and that's a good starting point for what I want to talk about, because this whole idea of technique and musical ability, I mean, it's obviously important, right? But sometimes it goes a little bit too far.
It's not the end-all and be-all.
A guy who's got some a significant following on the internet, posted something about Meg White. Just imagine how great the White Stripes would have been if they'd had a half-decent drummer. And I can't believe 20 years on we're still having this debate. I thought that was not a debate at all, and it was stupid.
It's sexist, even it's start. Limited, yeah.
People piled on, but then there was a number of people agreeing, you know? Like, it was just kind of like the stupid debate. Questlove and Margot Price, and Jack White himself jumped to Meg's defense. Mm-hmm. Not that she needs any defense. Meg White, the great drummer, I'll say it.
A great drummer,
the White Stripes.
I remember sitting in the balcony at the Riviera Theater watching the White Stripes with Glenn Cochee.
Yeah.
The incredible and technical
musically
virtuoso.
University trained drummer.
Unbelievable.
Right,
yeah. And we were both marveling and talking at length, as only two drummers can, about the brilliant simplicity of Meg White. You know, if you had a different drummer in that band, they would have sucked.
Well,
exactly. If you had Ginger Baker playing with the Velvet Underground instead of Maureen Tucker.
Yeah, exactly my point. She doesn't need defending. She's the perfect drummer for that band that she was in. I think the White Stripes were a terrific band. And this comes up, there's some relevance here because the White Stripes, whatever you think about the Rock Hall of Fame, they were nominated for the first time for the Rock Hall. So they're going to get some votes this time. And I think that prompted the initial
debate
about this. You know?
I'm glad I don't follow whoever
the
it was.
The White Stripes weren't really that good because their drummer was half decent. You know, it's just like, come on. I'll just lay my cards on the table. I think the White Stripes, they had six albums. I think it had five good to great ones.
Yeah.
You know, if there's going to be a Rock Hall of Fame, they are a rock band that belongs in the Rock Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I would prefer there not be one.
Well,
but
you know, exactly. But the point being that this was a great rock band. You know, had a great run, decade-long run. And to the point, perfect drummer for that band, did exactly what those songs needed. Didn't overplay, didn't underplay, did exactly what the songs needed. She wasn't the most technically proficient drummer. She'd be the first one to tell you that. But to me, if you saw that band live, she was the person you were watching. It was sort of like Rose Marshack with Poster Children.
Yeah.
You know, you're kind of like, she's like a focal point in a lot of ways. As big of a rock star as Jack White was, she was equally transcendent. There was almost an aspect of theater to the way that they played off each other.
A detachment. Like, you know, I'm on stage with this guy. He's lucky I'm here. Okay, I'll play. I'm going to be playing. It was really cool. She was cool.
Her drums are almost commenting on things that Jack was saying.
Yeah.
I think you're full of it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it was almost that kind of attitude, and you kind of laughed, and you were in awe, and it was just a great chemistry.
Go ahead, you do your guitar solos.
Yeah.
I'm on 2 and 4
That's
here.
That's right. And, you know, if you think about it, Keith Moon was the perfect drummer for The Who. I'm going to mention Keith Moon. I'm not sure he would have thrived in any other band, but he was the perfect drummer for The Who. Maureen Tucker was the perfect drummer for The Velvet Underground. Tommy Ramone for The Ramones.
Charlie Watts, Ringo Starr.
Put Bill Bruford with the White Stripes, as great a drummer as Bill Bruford was, I'm not sure that they would have been a better band.
No, and
it would have been a different band.
Bruford would have been the first to say that.
Exactly. Neil Peart wouldn't have been.
If John Bonham played with the Stripes, maybe that would have been, but Meg probably would have ceded the stool to him.
But the whole idea of technique being celebrated in this state, rock and roll has never been about who's got the greatest technique.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a spirit, an idea, an attitude, as much as it is about your technical chops. And Meg White was, again, the perfect drummer for that band. I'm going to play it's not exactly one of their biggest hits, but the White Blood Cells record was a terrific record. I think the record that I think really spelled it out for me that they were a great band. And this song, I Think I Smell a Rat, it's just call and response.
Yeah.
It's, you know, she's tapping on that kick drum, and then into those cymbal smashes, the dynamics are there. The space that is created by them, you know, the way they're interplaying with their instruments, the guitar, voice, and drums, basically that's all this track is. The interaction of those two, her drums are her voice, and she's interacting with Jack's guitar and his voice. It's just marvelous. Here is I Think I Smell a Rat from White Stripes with the great Meg White on drums. On SoundCloud.
Oh, I think I smell a rat. Oh, you little kids seem to think you know just where it's at. Walking down the street, carrying a baseball bat. Oh, I think I smell a rat.
The great Meg White on drums, I Think I Smell a Rat. You know what else I love about Meg is White Stripes ended, she's had another life. She's gone on to do other things.
I think somebody said she sold her drum kit. Like, she got rid of every, I'm done with that part of my life.
You know, she's doing art. She's doing other things. Yeah. It's like, she, you know, her and Jack were famously married. They were not brother, sister. The marriage ended. Jack moved on. You know, but Jack is clearly a guy who needs to be in the spotlight. I mean, that's why he's in 47 bands.
Right.
And I don't mean in a bad way. You know, much of what he does is great. But Meg was like, I had that adventure. And now on to the next chapter.
Well, remember when we talked to him in Nashville? We went down there to interview him a few years ago.
In front of the giant elephant head. Yeah.
And I think he just put out his first solo
record. That was
the
first solo, yeah.
And, you know, you could tell he was just a little sad about White Stripes ending. Because I think he loved the band. He loved the way Meg played in that band. And you could just sort of tell he missed that dynamic. He kind of knew that it was never going to be the same again. And, you know, I admire a lot of Jack White's music since then, but I got to say, you know, he was never better than when he was with Meg White and the White Stripes.
Meg, come back. Even if it's only for one show, even if it's only for one song.
Right.
I'd love to see you play drums again. That wraps up this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. If you want to be the first to hear these, join us on Patreon. We do appreciate your support. As always, the show is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, and our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo. Our intern is Lauren Holt, and our social media consultant is Katie Cott. There she is. Hey, Katie.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening.